Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, friends. Welcome to the show. And today we have a moon that just went into the astrological sign of Gemini. So we're going to have some good conversations on this show today. So, okay, welcome one and all. It's another episode of Magic Universe with Sharona. And I'm so happy that you're joining me here today. This little radio show is all about awakening and embracing your interpersonal power and self-confidence, as well as we talk a lot about shining your light, as well as creating magic and miracles in all areas of your life, just simply by using a little bit of help from whatever you call them, your angels, your ancestors, and your spiritual guides, as well as that divine and loving conscious energy of what I like to call the magic universe that we are each a part of. So are you ready? Are you ready to live your magic? Are you ready to be who you really are? Then you're going to want to join me during this hour because I invite you to step into your power and awaken your true magic. So why don't you grab yourself a cup of tea and settle in because I know that this is going to be a fun and magical hour. Okay, just to tell you a little something about me, I am Sharona, and I am your radio host. And I am also a tarot master reader, teacher, and scholar, as well as an angel Reiki master. I'm also a spiritual coach and a business coach, and I am also a teacher of the magical and intuitive arts. So, to know a little bit about that, I love to make use of such tools as tarot, astrology, numerology, and much, much more because it helps me and my dear friends manifest the life of our dreams. You see, I'm following my dreams. Besides the dream of doing a radio show, I also do my teaching and coaching, but I'm also an artist and designer and an author. And right now I'm in the process of creating my soon-to-be-released, the Boho Pixie Tarot, along with its little guidebook, The Little White Dog, where I share my revolutionary system for reading tarot that will have you interpreting tarot faster than you can say Pixie. So you become tarot fluent, speaking the language of tarot. And you do that by combining numerology together with tarot, as well as following your own little white dog. I am coming to you live today from New York City, where it is a sunny and beautiful winter day. Now, to tell you a little bit about the show, Magic Universe, it is a live call-in radio show. And here we talk about such topics as angels, palmistry, which we're actually going to be talking about today, as well as energy healing, tarot and oracle cards, astrology, synchronicity. But most of all, the show is about embracing your own personal magic so that you can raise your energy, so that you have good high vibrations. And that way, guess what? You'll be able to generate and attract more love and magic into your life. And one of the things that I love most is I love introducing my listeners to great people in our tarot and metaphysical community. And today we have a special guest. He's going to be returning because everyone wanted him to come back, the marvelous, marvelous James Divine. And we're going to be talking about tarot and palmistry and other good stuff. And afterwards, we are going to be doing some live tarot readings. So Hey guys, please call in. This is a live call-in show, so if you want to say hi to us, if you want a free mini reading or an angel message or a little bit of angel Reiki or talk to our special guests, that phone number is 714-816-4628. Now, that's just to listen, okay? If you want me to take your call so that you're live on the air, you will need to press the number one after you call in on your keypad, and that will let me know that you want me to take your call, okay? And also, I want you to know that I do take the calls in the order that they're received. So if you call in and, you know, for whatever reason you hang up, then you're going to have to call back in and get back in line, okay? And also, I want to let you know that we do have a chat room. So it's through the Tarot Guild. So it's at tarotguild.com/chat. And that'll take you over to where you'll be able to borrow all the instructions, and you'll be able to go into the chat room and meet some wonderful people there. And should let you know that the Tarot Guild is one of our sponsors, as well as Psychic Talk Radio Network, which is the one and only radio network with spirit, as well as Psychic You. So you want to go to learn more about that. If you don't already know, you want to go to www.psychictalk.net, and there you'll learn more about our past and upcoming radio shows, our hosts, as well as some of the online courses that we offer over there. And while you're there, you might want to check out my course, which is the Certified Angel Reiki Practitioner course, which is the only online course where I can get you certified both as a Yasui Reiki Master as well as an Angel Reiki Masters. And also, I want to let you know, when I'm not on the air, you can also reach me at Sharona@psychictalk.net. And while I'm going through my sponsors, I also want you to know that one of our sponsors is also the IAAP, that's the International Association of Angel Practitioners, which is the very first worldwide organization that was formed to educate, celebrate, and support spiritual practitioners and entrepreneurs around the world. So to learn more about that, you are going to want to visit www.angelpractitioners.com to learn even more. Okay, so we are going to get ready to rock and roll. We've got all that out of the way. And let me tell you about our show today. Today we have a returning special guest, and his name is James Devine. And to tell you a little bit about him, in case you weren't in on the first show, James Devine performed his first palm reading when he was 11 years old, after reading a pamphlet on the topic that he found in his grandparents' attic. And at the age of 16, he started reading professionally and has studied the art of palmistry ever since. Now, what he does is he combines psychology, sociology, metaphysics, and he has a very unique approach that's both practical and inspirational. Now, James' mission is to also transform the practice of palmistry. And what he means by that is he wants to save it from, I love this, from the grips of misfortune tellers and charlatans who often misuse the art of palmistry. And with this in mind, James has even devoted the last 30 years on a new way to seek the inner truths. And he has created his own method of palmistry, the Divine Hand. And he teaches it in an apprenticeship program, where he presents workshops across the country and is currently working on his first book on the topic of palmistry. And I think you'll find that a reading from James will leave you inspired, uplifted, and amazed. That's because his method, the Divine Hand, is really unique. So without further ado, I should have music to do this. I'll go ba 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 ba. Welcome, James Devine. I'm so happy that you're here today.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, Sharona.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. So much. I love hanging out with you. It's so fun. If only we were in person, that would be even more fun.
Well, we're going to work on that, aren't we? We're going to work on
It does feel like we're just sitting next to each other, though, right now. I just love that.
Yeah, don't you love this? Yeah, so we'll be talking about what you've been up to. And, you know, like when people call in, I say, where are you calling from today?
Oh, yeah. I am based, as you know, in Seattle, Washington. That's where we have our home and where most of my world is based. But where am I right now? You know better than you know where I am. I'm in New Orleans, Louisiana. We have been snowbirding in the 80-degree weather of New Orleans, and it has been fantastic to avoid the 20 degrees and the snow and the winter weather. So it is a gorgeous, beautiful, sunny day with big puppy clouds. It's after Mardi Gras. We were here for Mardi Gras. We had a fantastic time. I've been doing palmistry in this magical city, and I'm teaching. I learned palmistry in just one workshop this week, and on Thursday I'm teaching another class that I've developed called The Witch's Cycle of Manifestation, which is debunking.
Ooh.
Actually, it's expanding on the ideas of The Secret and giving you the things the movie The Secret left out. So that's a really fantastic class. So I'm having a lot of fun down here teaching and reading and expanding on the magic of New Orleans.
Oh, I love New Orleans, as they say down there. It's one of my favorite cities. I mean, it's a really magical city. There's just so many, it's like so many magical traditions, you know, so many, you know, like the thing that's really cool, in case our listeners don't know, is that New Orleans has been a part of, how many countries now, not to mention the First Nations. I mean, it just has so layer upon layer of culture, but it's not layered. You know, it all kind of seeps through, so you get that magical gumbo.
Yes, yes. It is, and it is literally layered. When you dig down underground, there are layers of the First Nation people, the Native people, the floods that have come and gone, the hurricanes that have come and gone, and the colonialization that has come and gone. And there are very challenging, very painful history here of the slave trade, and there's very beautiful history here of the architecture and the art and the beauty. And so there's a mix of pain and anguish and beauty and love, and there's everything in New Orleans, and it all comes together. And you know, some of that pain and anguish still exists today, and some of the beauty and the art and the gorgeousness exists today together as well. And we seek to, you know, balance those things out and have justice and have a better society. And we, you know, revel in the things that are beautiful and in the gorgeous things that are here too. So it's everything, and it's really a fascinating and complex place to be. And it's a really cool dynamic city, and it's, I think, important to recognize and observe all of it. And it certainly makes for a very dynamic, very, very magical place of transformation.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I actually think it probably is the most magical city, because it really embodies that thing. You know, no matter what happens, the magic never died there. You know, it is, magic is real. And it, you know, it never goes, that's one place where it never went away. You know, it was always there.
You can stroll down these several hundred-year-old, you know, buildings are still standing, even through the hurricanes, even through the floods, even through the, you know, changes. And You can just feel it. You can, even with the neon lights and the drunken people and the Vegas-like experience of Bourbon Street, but the backdrop is 400-year-old buildings, and it's remarkable. It's magical, even if people are there not even noticing the magic. It brings out the magic in everyone, and I love that. So, yeah, we're really enjoying New Orleans, and we're enjoying the snowbirding. So, and I'm several time zones closer to you.
Yeah, well, privately talked about that. We are definitely going to get together again in the magical city of New York.
That's right. Yeah. And New York is so magical. I love meeting up with you in Manhattan and just having a great time. So I can't wait to do that again and spending more time with you next time.
Awesome. Well, I'm looking forward to that too. So, I know a lot of people wrote in. What I did this year was I said, I'm going to ask my audience to email me and let me know who they want to have back on the show. And you were at the top of the list. So, we have a lot of people that already know about you, but what you can do is enlighten the new listeners on that, and then also talk about what you're up to right now, because, hey, we're always evolving, and I know you're always evolving and growing and, putting all the layers together. So tell us.
Certainly. Well, you gave me such a fantastic introduction, and I really appreciate that. Thank you so much. As a palm reader, that has really been my number one thing, is palm reading and looking at the hand as an expression of our body. The thing that has really been floating my boat these days is the connection, and one of the things that people often ask is, so when I read your palm, one of the things that I look at is, what element is your palm, is your hand? And people have different elemental types of hands. So you may have an earth hand, a water hand, an air hand, or a fire hand. Or you may even have a combination hand. You may have a mist hand, which is earth and which is water and air. You may have a lava hand, which is fire and earth, or a combination of other elements. So there are many others. And there's actually 16 elemental hand types in the Divine Hand Method. And when you think about that number 16, because there can be the air of water, but there can also be the water of air. And this reminds you, there's something else that has 16, isn't there? There are 16 court cards in the tarot. So I did, at the Northwest Tarot Symposium last year, I did this talk that was connecting the 16 elemental hand types with the 16 court cards in the tarot. And it was mind-blowing, because you can look at your body and the somatomancy. So I'm going to define that word. Somatomancy is the divination using your body. So soma means your body, and mancy is a word we add on to lots of different things, which are the divination of. So we can read, there's face reading, there's reading of the shape of the skull or the scalp, there's reading of the toes in China, there's lots of other reading, and palmistry is one of the types of somatomancy, or reading your soma, or reading your body. And so we can look at your soma, your body's expression, your metaphysical expression in your body, and we can map it to the tarot cards. And so let's say you have mist hands, which is the water of air. Wow, the water of air is the the queen of cups. card. I'm sorry, the queen of, it's the Queen of Swords, because the air is the suit and the queen is the water. So the Queen of Swords is the water of air. And so suddenly someone with a missed hand can look at that Queen of Swords card and see that as their significator, and can read into that and say, oh, my physiological, my body's expression in the world is this water, emotion, and air, logic, this combination, and they can look at this Queen of Swords and relate with that and have this way of relating in a way, and this significator card that can be really, really meaningful.
Oh, I'm learning something. That's magnificent. Wow. Yeah. Oh, wow.
And so it matches all over the place. The other thing that's really cool is you can do that with astrology. So people are often asking, wow, so I have air hands or I have fire hands, but I'm a Pisces. That's a great one. I have fire hands, but I'm a Pisces sun. And this is really fun. And this is where I talk about the connection between your astrological chart and your hands or your soma, your body. And in India, they always read your palm or your face or some part of your body with your astrology because they go together. There's a lot of people who may be listening may have this experience. My astrological chart is great, but something is missing. Like it explains a part of me that makes sense, but it never fully, there's parts that seem to be missing about me. Like, sure, I'm a Pisces with an Aquarius rising and a Taurus moon, but it never, and it's explained to me, people have read my chart, but there's a certain part of me that has a dynamic nature or transformational nature, or I have this energy, and it doesn't really seem to be explained in those three signs or in the rest of my chart. Well, when you get your palm reading and it turns out you have fire hands and there's this dynamic nature to you that shows up in your body, this seems to complete your total metaphysical identity. This happens to me all the time when I'm reading someone's palm and then we look at their chart and they have a V8 moment. Am I dating myself by saying that? Like, I should have had a V8 where they just are kidding themselves and they're like, I got it. Of course. This is what was missing. So that's a really fun experience to look at how your metaphysical identity of your body works with and fills in what might be missing from your astrological chart.
Yeah, that's really, wow. Yeah, because I think it makes a lot of sense. And like, for example, when we met, you told me I had a water hand. And I'm an Aries, although I always say most of my planets, you know, the main view of things, tend to be more earthy and water. So
this is a great example for you, Sharona. May I use you as an example?
Yes, of course.
So you have this fiery, earthy chart. This is lava, right? The transformation of the tangible. And we think about how you've worked in design as an artist. You have this dynamic nature in your astrology, which is this ability for you to transform the tangible. Fire being the idea, the archetype of transformation. Earth being the element or the archetype of the tangible, of things that are real. And so it makes sense that you're this artist. You're an artist. You're brilliant with design and art and making something real. And yet, there's something else. There's something intuitive. There's something emotional. there's something deeply connected. There's that sensitivity that you have. There's that empathic ability of you to be able to sense the jerk in the room. There's that beautiful watery quality that may not show up as prominently in your chart, but the minute I looked at your hands, those elegant, long, gorgeous hands you have, boom, water hands. There she is, this amazing, empathic, intuitive, you know, water hands with someone who's an Aries. I am also an Aries. I mean, that's really kick-ass. That is such an amazing magician type of component, because here you are with access to all the elements right at your disposal. Well, of course, this is why you can manifest so well and manifest things in reality, because your physical body brings the water element and your chart brings the rest of those elements to bear. It's so awesome. Does that resonate for you? Does that make sense?
Yeah, it makes sense, because, you know, people are often like surprised for me. Whenever I get a challenge, you know, I do get emotional. Sometimes I start to cry, and then I kick ass. And I'm like, okay.
Probably, yeah. And I love that, because it's probably unexpected. You probably have unexpected responses to things, or people are kind of surprised, but then you like really do it right. I love it.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's fun, because I like to experience stuff, you know, get my toes in all experiences and all emotions and feel them, you know, even if it's scary or whatever, you know, as long as, because I know that I can get myself back out of it, but I, you know, I would feel bad if I couldn't feel everything, you know, if I totally put up, you know, barriers around feeling stuff, because feeling stuff is cool.
Sure.
You know?
100%.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah. And, you know, the other thing that I really love to look at, this is where my sociology hat plays in. Our world, our society, our modern society hates water as an element, as an archetype. When do we ever have bring your feelings to work day? No, we have bring your kid, bring your dog to work day. But there's no bring your feelings to work day. We're told leave your feelings at home. So we're having feelings and being a water orientation. Think about how we talk about water signs, even amongst us woo-woo people, right? If there's someone who's a Scorpio, a Cancer, or a Pisces, we have a tendency to say, to make excuses for them. Oh, she's a Scorpio. Oh, watch out, right? We might disparage a Pisces for being wishy-washy, or a Cancer for being too sensitive. These are things that are seen as like things to make excuses for people that we care about, because, oh, we'll make excuses because of their water sign. Or we'll make excuses for ourselves. I'm so sorry. I'm a Cancer. I can't. This is terrible. It's because we are socialized to see our water element, our feelings, our emotional superpower as a detriment. And this is terrible. This is not how it should be. This is because we are socially programmed, not because it's actually true. The emotional side of you is a superpower, and you are taught and programmed by our modern society that it's a weakness. And this is something that we can switch up. The same with fire. Fire is seen as quality, as too brash, too bold. You be careful with that. This transformation is too much. You know, we want to change. We don't really want change. We want the earth aspect. We want the results of change. We don't actually want to do change. And so when you and I show up with our Aries nature ready to make change happen, everyone is like, well, we just want the results. We don't actually want to go through the path of transformation. And it can be inordinately frustrating for fire-oriented people to actually help other people, others, go through the transformation. But everyone wants the results. So our fire and water orientations, metaphysically, are routinely rejected by our society. Our society really only wants earth, in very shallow earth, in the form of money, cars, and houses, or air in the form of ideas, but only ideas that make money. And anything else is routinely rejected. So when we realize this from a sociological perspective, it can help us navigate the world in a better way. And to also realize there's nothing wrong with me just because I'm a Cancer, or just because I'm an Aries, or a Pisces, or a Sagittarius, or a Leo. These are actually strengths that I have, and the world actually is the problem, not me.
Yeah, that's I never thought of it that way. That is a good way to think about that, because, you know, everyone wants to manifest, everyone wants to do magic, and you cannot, you can't cut off any one of the four elements, but yet
right.
We often do. Yeah.
And I have so many people that are struggling and trying to reject their beauty and their gorgeous nature, their gorgeous watery nature, and they're making, here they are, making excuses for the fact that they're a Pisces. Well, good luck trying to change the fact that you're a Pisces. No. Embrace the fact that you're a gorgeous, amazing, brilliant Pisces, and that when you understand the world isn't built for you, but that might be a problem with the world, it's not a problem with you. Let's find a way to use your Pisces nature in a fabulous and wonderful way, because there are ways to do it. This awareness is really, there's nothing to transform. There's just things to recognize and to realize. Your water hands, Sharona, are your superpower. And you have recognized that, because look at your life that you've created. And this is the power of the metaphysical. This is the power of the work that you're doing with this radio show. This is the power of the work that the metaphysical community is doing. We can start to recognize, how do we interface with the mundane world? How do we understand the implications sociologically with our social programming, and how do we navigate that? This is what I think is one of the most important things for us to recognize.
Yeah. I mean, I often think how different people's lives would be if they, you know, if they were allowed to look in to all these different ways of understanding yourself. You know, the astrology, the palmistry, you know, like everything is air, and all for the earth, you know, but the bad part of the earth, it's not loving the earth. So
no, it's a shallow earth. It's extractive earth. It's shallow, materialistic earth. It's not even like the holiness of the earth or the like sacredness of the earth.
Yeah, and
I wish that, like what you're saying, and that they could just express, they find out what they are through palmistry, through astrology, through numerology, and then they're able to fully express who they are, right?
Yeah, exactly. You know, it's, if you don't do that, it's almost like you're tying one hand behind your back or something. You're not bringing in all the tools that you have been given. And
yes.
why do you think this isn't, more people don't know about this? Like, I'm not a parent, but if I had a child, I would want to know all this information. So that, I mean, it's almost like we're trying to, fit ourselves and our offsprings and our friends into a box, and it's like the wrong box.
Yeah, well, we went through a period of time in our history called the Dark Ages or the Middle Ages, where religion was the only thing that mattered, and that Dark Ages had this religious, like everything was based on one particular, you know, religion of a very restrictive Catholicism. And the Age of Enlightenment and the Renaissance occurred, and this is when we started to see that the language of science started to reveal things that the church had to start acknowledging. Like, we started to look at empirical evidence behind what was actually happening. And when we started to do that, there started to be an opening of our eyes and of reality. And that went even further than religion, because we started, and it had its own consequences. And so now we have a society that is very much secular, and it depends only on reductionist scientific observation. If I can't observe it, and it isn't a reductionist observation that is based on what I can experience with my five senses, then it isn't considered to be real. And so we've kind of left the good parts of religion or of belief or of inner knowledge in large part behind in secular culture, and we've embraced the language of science and of empirical evidence. But what we've lost that sort of balance in between of saying, hey, there's also knowledge and wisdom available that we don't yet have a language of science for, or that we don't yet have a tool to measure, but that still is there. So is happening. So because of that, we don't have a way to say, how do I, so we don't trust the fact that astrology is a thing, or that people have an expression that might be emotional, or that might be transformational, or that might be, logical, or that might be, very tangible. We don't look at the archetypes of elements, or we don't look at, you know, metaphysical expressions. And I think this is partly why we live in a society that's very secular and has gone so far that direction. And in some ways that's good, because it's saving us from, like, the church, you know, and the Dark Ages. But in other ways, you know, it keeps us from accessing some inner wisdom, I think.
Yeah.
So we're due for, like, a balancing.
Yeah.
My opinion.
Yeah,
what do you think?
It's kind of like,
think?
Well, I mean, it's kind of like, you know, we have, you know, fundamentalists that either get, you know, too restrictive religion-wise, and then you have fundamentalists that are scientists. And one of the things that I do love about tarot cards is if you look at the message in them, it's always about balance. You know, like, you know, you come back to that little card, like the moon card and that little crayfish or lobster. Hey, crayfish is kind of good while we're talking about New Orleans. A little crawdad.
New Orleans.
He's crawling out of the water. And he's, and he has to walk that middle road, you know, and that's kind of like,
right.
But yet, you know, on one hand, we do like to kind of go, you know, swing back on the pendulum too. I mean, I as I said, I like to kind of see both things. But yeah, we've got, find that balance between the two fundamentalists. Yeah. But I think people are. I think they're, you know, hey, the fact that we can talk about this stuff on the air and, you know, feel relatively safe is showing that the world is changing for most people.
Yeah, I think so. Well, how fun.
Yeah. But, wow, I love, now I'm going to look at my tarot cards differently with the 16 court cards, and that there are 16 hand types out there.
Right.
Tarot is amazing.
The tarot is amazing. The court cards, the system that I use is pages are earth, knights are air, queens are water, and kings are fire. And then, of course, the suits that I use are, just so that people know the way that I'm doing it, I use pentacles as earth, swords as air, cups are water, and wands are fire. And so that's the way that I use it. And I use the suit as dominant and the character as the secondary. So if you have the Knight of Wands, that would be the fire of air, if that makes sense. So that's
gotcha.
How I would use that. And so if I pull that card, you know, like here, I just pulled the Knight of Cups out of my deck. So that would be the air of water. So the water would be dominant. And so I look at that, even when I'm reading tarot, I'm like, oh, that's the air of water. So that's a water card, but it's the air of water. And it's, you know, that, you know, the emotion evoked by ideas that would come in. And so I think about that connection between logic and rationality and big emotions. And so even though other people, that's one of the ways to think about, you know, the court cards also.
Yeah. Yeah. Because I know a lot of people, they try to say, well, are the court cards related to astrology? But they're, you know, there's 12. This is a way to make sense of the fact that it's really 16 because, you know, it's how you take the 12 and then there's the four element in there too. So, I mean, not element, the number four. So that makes sense with the 16 cards, because if you do it purely astrology-wise, you got to throw out the pages. And throw out the pages. You know, I don't think that, you know, then that means that, why are they there? You know, at least that's what my mind would say. Those pages are there for a reason. Why are you telling me to throw them out? Wow. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Awesome.
So I have,
awesome.
I think it's really cool to think about, like, the earth of air, the earth of water, you know, as a really very cool thing to think about, how those go together. Just even if you aren't even thinking about palmistry, if you're just thinking about, you know, the earth of water, the clay idea. What is the idea of clay? How does water, the emotions, our emotions, our compassion, soften the idea of earth? If someone is a very grounded, very stuck in the mud, very stubborn person, but they're also very grounded, they're my rock, they're my foundation, you can bring some compassion to the situation. If you get the earth of water, the page of cups, or if, let's say, it's the queen of pentacles, those two cards are ways of softening the element of earth. And and to bring some stability and some structure to emotions, which can just be, you know, all waterworks. And so this is a really powerful card to bring that together.
Indeed. Wow. Oh, my goodness. We got to have you back for a third time, you know, because I'm looking at the clock and I'm going, oh, my goodness, we've been talking. So, Jim, where can our listeners follow you and partake in all the good stuff that you do? I want you to shout out to everyone.
Of course, my website, thedivinehand.com. You can find me there. You can find me on Instagram at divinehandjim, or on Facebook. You can find me, James Divine. But Instagram is really the place. Oh, I'm on TikTok. I'm terrible at TikTok, but I'm working on getting better at TikTok. Divinehandjim is where I am on TikTok.
Awesome.
And sign up for my email list. That's where I'm going to announce. End of March, I'm teaching Intro to Palmistry, but I'm also on my website. There's appearances. I'm speaking at a bunch of different Minneapolis, St. Paul, Dallas, Portland. So I'm all over the place. And whenever I'm in a city, I post it and I send out an email so people can book sessions with me if I'm in your city.
Awesome, awesome. And I do want to let people know that you do have an apprenticeship program, right? You know?
Yes, I do.
So
and
that, that information is there.
Also. Yeah, I have a coaching program as well, so people can get a hold of me. Yeah, thank you for that.
Yeah. Well, thank you, and I've noticed that we're way past the bottom of the hour, so I got to quickly tell everyone what's going on here on the Psychic Talk Radio Network, and then we'll be taking some calls. And I also, we've got a question also in the chat room, which is really kind of cool. But let me, so that I'm not a, so they don't get mad at me at the Psychic Talk Radio Network, I got to let you know what's going on coming up tomorrow. So tomorrow, February 27th, and right now all of our, it's interesting, it doesn't often happen, but all of our shows, they're at the same time as this show. That's, you know, would be 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. If you're in the UK, we get a lot. And then it's interesting, we're getting a lot of people even from other parts of the world. So you know how to translate what I just said as far as the time, which is for the live shows. You can always go into the archives. So we have a show tomorrow. And then on Thursday, March the 2nd, Marvelous Mary Brown will be doing a radio show on crystals, and it's called There's a Rock for That. And then next Saturday, once again, we have a show with the Marvelous Mary Brown and Dax Carlisle. That one will also be on videos stream, so that's really fun. And then next Sunday, this show is on like kind of like almost like every other Sunday. It's actually the second and the fourth Sunday. But we have on the alternate Sundays, we have Maria G. Moss, and she does the Angelic View. And she has a special guest, Jen Ginger Stare, who will be with her. And I will be back on Sunday, March 12th. And also with another special guest that people were raving about, I'll have Julie Ulrich, and she does animal communication. So all of you animal mommies and daddies out there, you certainly want to tune in. So I think we can take some calls. But you know what, Jim, let me do this one. We have a question that I see in the in the chat room. It says the person is going by the name Popular Newbie. And can you ask James what he gets for me moving house to a new state? I'm taking this one now because do you need, for this person who is in the chat room, do you need any more information as far, they're saying thank you for taking my question, so they're listening.
Yeah,
Can you pick up anything?
I got it. Totally.
Cool. Okay.
I pulled two cards for Popular Newbie. The card I got was the Two of Cups. So, Sharona, you can do this with me. But when I see the Two of Cups, I see that as a choice for sure because, you know, that shows that there's an emotional choice. The cups are water. And the Two of Cups shows that there's a hemming and hawing and a like, ah. So I think that's kind of what your situation might be right now. And that there's this emotional, like, twos are often an either or like, oh, should I, shouldn't I, where am I at? So it's kind of, yeah, I get that you're in this dilemma. And it's that the insight here is there's an emotional aspect to that. I don't know if you wanted to add anything to the Two of Cups that I pulled, Sharona, from your perspective.
No, you're,
and then I have a second card.
You're right on. Yeah, you're right
yeah.
on. I mean,
I have
the Two of Cups, it's associated with, you know, partnerships and the emotional, the emotional real estate that we attach to
mm-hmm.
it. You know, there is a partnership there, and how do we you know, once again, that word balance, how do we achieve balance?
Mm-hmm.
That it doesn't,
yep.
that it honors everyone and everything that's involved. Yeah.
Right. At, between the two cups is a modified Hermes caduceus, which is a staff with two snakes and then a lion head with wings. So one of the things that you might want to consider is how your choice is also serving, like what Sharona said, all parties involved, and how it is healing, or how it is make sure that you you have done your own work within. One of the things I said to a friend of mine who used to always move somewhere and then complain about where he moved, I said, hey, notice what follows you, because that isn't about where you move to, that's about you. And so if
yeah.
we do our work, then we can be aware of that. The second card I pulled, as far as timing, when is the best time to move, I got the Ten of Cups. So if I look at that as timing, that is, cups are usually months, so that would be 10 months. But the cups are also like the happiest card. That's one of the, if you want, right, Sharona, if we wanted to pick, like, oh, what are the best cards in the deck, if we wanted to just pull one out, that'd be one of the ones you and I would pick, right? The Ten of Cups.
Yeah, that's like the happy after. That's like the happy after ever. You know, happy ever
yeah,
after.
Yeah, exactly. We love that. We would pick the Sun card, and we'd pick the Ten of Cups card. Oh, yeah, we love that card. So this is like a card, I call it the Rainbow of Cups, because it's a rainbow over the top with these 10 cups and these happy kids that are dancing and this couple that are like, yay, and a bucolic scene at the bottom. So, you know, you have this idea of like 10 months from now seems like a really good time. And I also want you to consider that maybe this is a, I don't know, what do you think, Sharona? It seems like this might be a good idea. But what's your thoughts about
yeah.
getting this as far as a timing card?
Well, you know, both cards have houses in them.
So,
oh,
right.
Wow, you know,
that's true.
Yeah. Yeah. So, yeah, it definitely has to do about, you know, home and everything. Yeah. So far, you're right on. Yeah, timing-wise, cups tend to be, I'm getting a 10, too. You know,
mm-hmm.
you know, early autumn kind of thing, you know, that it's,
yeah.
you know, where summer, you know, September-ish, October-ish. Yeah. Pretty cool.
Love it. Hope that helps.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I hope that helps. So, what we're going to do is we're going to take a couple of calls because we need to be mindful of time. So I am going to area code 310, bringing you on. Hi, what is your name and where are you calling from? And thanks for calling in. Hi.
Hi, this is Vince, and I'm calling from New York. I wanted to find out, I was fired from a job that I started on November 28th. I was fired at the beginning of this month. And it wasn't because I did anything wrong. It was just because I couldn't pass the training. But they said I could reapply and get rehired down the road. So in the meantime, I applied at other jobs. So I've been applying at this company. So I'm wondering, I interviewed at a beer company, and I also interviewed on Friday and in an interview with a beverage company, a big one, and I've been putting my applications back into for this job that I got fired from. So I'm wondering if I'm going to get this job that I interviewed for Friday, the brewery, or if I'm going to go back to the job that I was fired from. And you know how long it will be before I get a job, before I get back into working again?
Okay, let's see if we could kind of kind of like hone in on this. So
okay.
Okay, so what can you make the question a little bit, you know, clear about what? Because the clearer you make the question, the easier it's going to be for the cards and to answer. So you want to know about, the question is about the job on Friday that you interviewed for?
Yeah. Yeah, because I seem to be a really good fit for that one. But at the same time, if I'm going to be offered a job, if to go back to my ex-employer that I just got let go from.
Okay.
Now, the guy on Friday said he'll let me know in about a week and a half, so probably by next Monday.
Okay, so you do have kind of a idea on the timing. So, Jim, what are you picking up? Are you picking up anything? And I'm going to just
Super clear for me. You got the Hermit as your first card, and that tells me it's time for you to really focus within. It's time for you to, this is about, you have an inner light within you, and this tells me that it's important for you to move into your own and to access your own light and your own strengths and your own confidence, a sense of confidence in yourself. And being able to get through training is very important, and it's a function of your ability to focus, pay attention, and be in this hermit-like state of saying, I have the light and the confidence within me, and I know that this is something that I can focus on and I can do. I believe in myself. As I was pulling cards to get a timing card, several cards came up, including the Star and the King of Cups. And so this, again, reiterates the fact that this is important work for you to do. You can, if it's a fit for you and you feel it's a fit and the managers are willing to give you a second chance at the training, this is evidence that, you know, you're a good fit for it. Continue to apply. Continue to sort of get your name out there. I got the Six of Swords as a timing card. And so I think that it might take 6 weeks. I think that's a timing. You may have a 6-week lag time before you're actually in that job. That might be how long training lasts. That might be how long you get an answer from someone else. But I think that I'm getting a Six Swords, so that's 6 weeks for me. That's what the cards say based on the energy that's happening right now. Now, don't take the tarot cards as the final answer. You can influence what happens with these cards based on your behavior, and your own behavior is more powerful than what the cards say. But based on what now, doing what you're doing, it looks like 6 weeks and your opportunity to really let your inner light shine. But I wonder, Sharona, your thoughts on these cards or on what you're seeing.
Wow, they're very similar. What I'm getting is, you know, you're feeling really restricted by the circumstances that you find yourself in. And what I'm getting is that's really an illusion. And don't really wait for, you know, a job or someone to rescue in the situation. You're much more powerful than what you're believing as far as creating and manifesting what you want. Because I'm getting that once you do this, I mean, it goes to like the Sun card, which is like infinite possibilities. So I would say you need to really not feel so restricted, okay? Not be waiting. I mean, you want to hear back from these people, but that's not all the people out there, you know?
Right.
Know that,
right.
That, so, you know, I do think, you know, once you get busy, you're going to be very busy. So even enjoy right now while you're waiting for those calls to come in. But, you know, keep keep, and, you know, I think it's great that you got the training and education and everything, but don't feel that that's what you need alone.
Right.
You know, you need your personal power.
Yeah.
I hope that helps. Yeah.
Yeah, it does. So, it does.
Yeah. And, you know, hey, I want to let you know that you're pretty awesome. And we love
I'm sending you positive energy and good luck and all our positive vibes to you.
Okay.
And,
great,
you know, want you to
you.
Keep shining that light of yours, because as you shine it, the mm-hmm. right people are going to find you and the right opportunities.
For sure.
So I'm going to
okay.
put you back in the listening mode. Thank you. Love you for calling in. And I'm just watching the time because I know that Jim said that you're going to be teaching a class. So I don't want –
That's right.
So,
I'm teaching Learn Palmistry in just one session. But I think we could take one more call.
Okay, let's do that.
If you want to.
I want to. I definitely want to.
I want to stay here all day. This is so fun.
Isn't it? Isn't it fun? Okay, what we can do is I'm going to take area code because I know that they were waiting longer, and I thought they had dropped off, and then they went down to the bottom of the list. I'm calling caller area code 205. What is your name and where you're calling from?
Hi. Thank you. Thank you for taking my call. My name is Patricia, and my question
Hi,
is around love. I absolutely have enjoyed the show. My question surrounds love, and I just wonder, when do you see my partner in life coming?
We're asking about, oh, I love it. I love talking about love. Okay, Jim,
partner
you're on.
Partner in life. Okay, let's see here. Partner in life. I got the Wheel of Fortune is a major, I mean, people are getting some major arcana cards here. So the Wheel of Fortune came up for you, Patricia. And so when I get the Wheel of Fortune, I really look at this as some people see the Wheel of Fortune as like a luck of the draw or something like that. I see this as there are possibilities that are all around you. And the second card that I get is the King of Pentacles. It's my personal favorite card and my significator card. So this tells me there are possibilities around you, and the King of Pentacles even kind of feels like there's a like a person or there's a sort of, you know, person around you that is a potential. There are circumstances. My sense is there are circumstances that are surrounding you or that are flying around you that are challenging or that are keeping, you know, some things from happening. And that's where my encouragement for you is to seek that balance that is needed, that is called for in the Wheel of Fortune. And that inner work for the King of Pentacles for you is to have some of that balance and that, you know, stability for you to be in a place where you're saying, okay, I really feel like a relationship is not here to complete me. A relationship is not here to add anything to my life or to solve anything in my life, rather. It's just here to be a lovely companion. And when that is there, the numeric card, like when, and I know this is, you're maybe going to be frustrated with this answer, but the card that I got is the Six of Pentacles. So pentacles are years, so 6 years. Now, let's talk about what that means. Jim, that is a whole bunch of BS. I don't want to wait 6 years. Right, Patricia? You're probably saying mm-hmm. that right now. Forget you, Jim. I don't want to wait 6 years. I hear you. I hear your brain. So how do we make that? I love you, right? You're like, damn you, Jim. So how do we make that go faster? We do the work on ourselves. We say, okay, how do I do the work on myself to make sure that I am lovable? And so this is where, you know, I love RuPaul. How are we going to love somebody else if we can't love ourselves? Your capacity to receive love is in direct relationship to the love you're able to have for yourself. So when you're able to look in that full-length mirror and say, man, I really love myself. I love my life. I love the way that everything is working out. I am embracing the mistakes I've made. They've made me who I am today. That scar on my forearm, I love it. That, you know, the extra pounds I have or the thing that I've got or the clothes I'm wearing or the car I'm driving, I love it. I'm right where I need to be. When you are able to embrace, not without changing anything, but embrace where you are right now and love the hell out of it, boom, that Ten of Pentacles will show up. I'm sorry, that King of Pentacles will show up for you. And that will change the card that will show up in that last place. And when it changes, I'm going to pull the next card. It's the, ooh, if you do that work, you got the Two of Wands. Wands are days or springtime. And so if you do that work and can make that transformation happen in you, the next card in the deck is the Two of Wands, which changes that 6 years into a metaphorical 2 days or springtime. It makes it happen immediately. It makes it show, it makes that person who's already circling around you happen. Does that make sense for you?
Yes, absolutely.
And I know that's like, I do not mean for that to be cliche, like, you have to do, if you can't love others unless you love yourself. I don't mean for that to be cliche BS. I mean for that, like, I know we're on the radio, but seriously, Patricia, this is like a serious message for you. Like, you know, because you might have been told this before, you might have gotten this message before, but you are really worthy of love. You are worthy of that devotion and that love. So that means you have to love yourself fully. And that way, that person that comes in is just going to be like, damn, Patricia, you are all that. And if you can't take, like, in order to be able to take that, you know, you got to be able to receive it.
Of course. Yes. I fully understand.
Right? And so
it resonates.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. And so say that to all the people listening for them, because when you are able to hear this, you know what's happening? You're able to then help other people in your life receive that and other people listening to this radio show. Don't you think that all the other ladies listening and all the other men listening also need to know this, right?
Right. Yes.
I mean, it's so important. I can't wait for you to find love.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm
well,
understanding
you know, that. Hearts are amazing. I got something similar.
Hold on. Sharona, yeah. One second. I want to know what Patricia was just about to say. Patricia, what were you saying?
I was just about to say, understanding that you have to be first that in which you are, you know, that in which you are seeking. You must be that first. You must be that love. You must be that compliment to be complimented. You must be all those things that you are asking to receive. So in order to receive that, be that first.
Yes.
And I understand that.
Yes.
Yeah.
You get it.
Absolutely.
And
you did it. You did it.
Said it. The fact that you said it, oh, that gives me I have goosebumps. So you said it. Listen to the recording of this episode, which will go live, and listen to it again. Share that, and you preach this to people because it will make a difference, and it'll make a difference for everyone listening. And be the person who lives that, and boom.
Yeah.
That love will manifest for you. Sharona, what are you getting in your cards?
I got almost the exact same thing, and you feel that you're blocked, but it's an illusion. It's an illusion because, for one thing, too, you know, you've been told, I think you have to break away from what you were told that what this is going to look like. Open yourself up that, mm-hmm. you know, this partner may be very different from what society and family and everyone told you. You need it.
Mm-hmm.
You go for what you want, and not be, focused on what you know. It's probably the answer is probably you're going to find this person when you go down a different path, okay? And
mm-hmm.
also, what James was saying, it is so important in any type of love situation. You got to love yourself the way that you want other people to love you, you know?
Right. Yes.
Yeah. And then all of a sudden, it all, you know, all cards are off the table. You're going to be able, but yeah, you know, you choose that. And like also James was saying, you might become, as a result of this, a teacher of love, a teacher of self-confidence and all of this.
Welcome to Patricia, the love guru. What's her radio show? What's her radio show? Let's call in her radio show. Yes.
Beautiful, beautiful put. Thank you both. I beautiful earth angels, both of you. I love you. Many blessings. And again, I'm grateful for the message. Thank you so much.
I'm so glad. Thank
We're
you for being
you
open called to it.
We love you very much.
That was
Thank
a perfect
you.
Last call. I'm so glad we got you on.
Yeah. Well, look at what time it is. So you know what? I think we need to start wrapping this up. So if I didn't take your call, although there's other shows that you can call into with our other fabulous guests here on the Psychic Talk Radio Network, let everyone know that I'll be back on March 12th. And do want to remind everyone that I am your magic mama. I'm Sharona. And I always like to leave people with some words they could think about. And that is, well, basically, you know, your words are magic. So two of the most important words are I am, because what you put after that am has happens. And, of course, the most important word of all is thank you, you know, because a grateful heart does become a magnet for miracles. So I just want to thank today's special guest, James Divine, for stopping by today. And I want to thank each one of you, my listeners, my dear friends in this magical community for joining me here today. And I also want to leave you with this thought. If nobody told you this today or any day, I want you to know that you are loved and you are enough just the way you are, okay? And this world would not fit together the same way without each one of you, okay? And that is perfection, and that is essential, and you are essential, and keep shining your light. Keep shining that light, and you're going to notice interesting things happening. And, you know, you can talk, if you can't talk to Jim and me, you can talk to that magical universe that's out there. You know, you can do it throughout your day. You know, you're not alone. You're like the fool card. You got that little white dog that's following behind you, barking at your heels. That's your, you know, that's your inner self and your intuition. And I want you to know that the universe has your back. So keep your energy and your vibrations high and step into that power and awaken your true magic. So until we meet again on Sunday, March 12th, I am wishing each one of you countless blessings and high vibrations. And dear friends, I love you all. I love you, James Divine. Thank you for joining
us.
I
love you,
Sharona. Oh, my goodness.
Oh,
thank you.
So
oh, we've got a love fest going.
Let's do it again.
Bye. Let's do it again. Bye. Love you. Love you so
Bye,
much.
Everybody.
Keep shining your light. Bye, everyone.